T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. Hey! Happy Thursday to everybody out there. No football tonight. Burns.
Happy Hurts Day.
Happy Hurts Day, at least for now.
They're doing it.
Yeah, Happy Hurts Day!
Celebrating in the
Get
right
out
way.
Of here. Happy Hurts Day, everybody. Don't worry, the football will be back here in Philadelphia. The Stars will be playing soon, right?
The USFL?
Yeah!
No.
You have to travel to Birmingham to watch them play, though. All the games are going to be happening in Birmingham. Yeah.
We lose our home field advantage.
We do, yes. The 1,000 or so people that would...
Now, is Elliot also our USFL reporter or just
he
Eagles?
Is, right?
So I was trying to ask Rod that today, but I didn't think he understood, like, because I was asking him, are we going to have a weekly call-in?
He probably
call-in?
Thinks it's a joke.
He did.
He did think it was a joke.
Good. That's my program director.
This is good content, man.
Yeah.
Oh, the XFL stuff was
Listen,
so great.
We need football all
no,
year round.
No,
man.
You don't. No, you don't.
So the difference is Ike and I genuinely are looking forward to seeing what the USFL is like.
Yeah.
We got a local team?
Man. No, you guys are trying to relive the 80s, 90s.
Hey,
that's
man,
all
I,
this is.
I can't
is.
Wait to get my, Philadelphia Stars jersey.
Damn right?
Yeah.
No, Jack, we
now,
actually...
they used the green, and because they had, like, the green and silver, too, right?
No, they were orange. No, they were orange and, like, red. They looked like the 49ers colors.
Or the Bucks jerseys.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever seen them then.
The only apparel I had was not even a raincoat with it, just, like, whatever it's called, with, like, the head cut out, and then it goes over top of you. It didn't have arms or anything. I had some type of...
Poncho?
Yeah, is it a poncho? Yeah, the Philadelphia Stars poncho. And then they moved to Baltimore, and...
Man, I'm back in, man.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I don't know what the problem is, Jack.
Yeah, let's go.
The expectation isn't that it's the NFL. We know what it is.
It's football. Well, yeah.
There'll
be some local kids playing.
Yeah.
Temple and Delaware.
Oh, the Soul were so great. Anyway. Now,
but that's indoor football.
If there's some odds on May Fandle, I mean, I could, you know,
Jack,
there
check
you
it
go.
Out.
Yes, you'll be gambling Jack, on it. Yes, yes, you will.
So, because I believe Fox has the broadcast rights, or at least one of the people have the broadcast rights, and one of the thoughts behind it is they have the whole Fox bet.
Yes.
Fox has it. So, of course, they think they're trying to take advantage of degenerates like you,
yes.
Fritz.
I'm out here gambling on croquet and everything, man. Come on, man. You know the USFL is going to be on the docket.
You'll be parlaying the Stars.
Is it the same game parlay for the USFL games?
Yes.
Probably will, man.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't they?
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. All right, so we have that.
Are you really, though? Like, are you really looking forward
yes!
to it?
Yes!
How? Football's terrible if there's no good quarterbacks. I mean, can we be honest?
The XFL.
That's true.
So, Jack, to your point, the XFL, the games where the quarterback play was bad, the games weren't good.
Yeah, not good.
They weren't good.
Got to have a good – P.J. Walker's team, though, was good.
P.J. Walker was
and
good
then
enough.
Maybe we can get Greg Ward. We get another Greg Ward in the AAFL. Is that what that was?
Is Paul Turner still in shape? Could he come out and be the
– P.T. Burner.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why not?
I guess. I mean, T.O. probably could play in that league.
You're damn. See, that's the thing. That's what they need to do. They need to get some of the older guys.
T.O. and Ocho Cinco.
They tried that with the big three, and that's also not interesting.
Well, I mean, listen.
That's more interesting than football would be. I guarantee you that. That's a lot closer to being realistic than what you would get out there if T.O. was out there.
Well, Joe Johnson got a contract out of it.
Exactly. You can see a bunch of old football players out there breaking bones. Yeah.
Yeah, Chad Johnson, he wouldn't make it through a quarter without pulling something or getting hurt.
No way.
You're so right.
No way.
All right. Well, we have that to look forward to, but we also have the NFL draft, Ike Reese.
There we go.
How about that? Mm-hmm. The Eagles, you might have heard they have 3 first-round draft picks. I'm not sure if you had
heard that. I've heard that.
Well, let me tell you the story about what happened there.
15, 16, and 19. So who does Mel Kiper? Oh, he's got 1.0. Mock Draft 1.0. Then he'll put the big board out next week, which is different than the mock draft. It's his big board.
It is?
Yes. Because he's actually ranking it. He's not guessing who's going where.
Okay.
Because the quarterbacks go higher than he actually has them ranked a lot of times on the board. Anyway, with their first round pick, Ike, he has them taking linebacker Devin Lloyd from Utah.
Devin Lloyd from Utah.
You like that idea?
I gotta pull him up first.
He seems
skinnier.
He seems to be a guy that is thought to be in that range of mid first round draft pick. I'm sure he'll end up falling a little bit just because he's a traditional 4-3 linebacker.
You said Lloyd?
Yeah. Yeah. Devin Lloyd, D-E-V-I-N.
Oh, because I spelled it as if it was Devon. Okay.
And he writes in there, I had to deep dive back into my research to find the last time the Eagles took a linebacker in round one.
Oh, really?
A deep dive? What, did you use Google once? Last time the Eagles took a linebacker in the first round, that's what you had to do, deep diver.
Yeah, we know it. We know, Mel.
They need, so he says.
6'3", 235.
Okay, good size.
That's not
too Sounds hard. Like a former fifth round pick from.
He compares him to
Devin. That's 10 pounds heavier than I was.
He compares him to Devin White. He's an off the ball linebacker with speed, versatility, range, and run and hit ability.
And you need that.
He had 8 sacks and 4 picks last season.
That's a playmaker.
Hey, they need a playmaker, Ike.
Listen, I can't sit here and tell you I watch Utah football, but I'm just saying that's another Pac-12 school.
They were good. They were good this year, Utah. Did they win the Pac-12?
Yeah, they did.
And then they
lost Ohio State in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah, in that game.
That was a good game.
Yeah, it was a good day for the over.
Guess what wasn't played in that game? Defense.
None of it. A little bit in the second half. The first half, there's like 90 points.
Yes.
It was awesome. That was a good game.
Yeah, what was Devin at doing all that time?
Probably watching guys run by him. Anyway, so.
But like, a linebacker, nevertheless.
Thumbs up.
Well,
yes.
They're definitely taking a linebacker this year, especially after the Parsons thing.
Let me tell you, dude.
They're not definitely taking anything.
They are
not
taking a linebacker this year.
I guarantee you they take a linebacker.
They are not taking a linebacker, but I will continue to say they should take a linebacker this year.
They're overcorrect. Parsons had a big year down in Dallas.
No way it's
100% happening. They're taking a linebacker.
No way it's happening.
I actually, for the first time, Mike. I'll say that the overcorrection from 1979 may be taking place. They finally drafted some Alabama players.
Listen, I'm with you. I hope I'm wrong. I'm just – N'Kobe Dean, please come on down.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Lloyd, okay. Utah, I'd rather have N'Kobe Dean.
All right.
I saw him play.
And I don't have the entire Kuiper draft in front of me, so I don't know where he went. Jack
with the other picks?
Yeah, Jack could probably
– he went 19 to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Well, that's all of us then. Well, I mean, what do we do with the other two picks?
So, Penn State edge rusher Arnold Ibukati.
Nah, I'm good on that.
And I was watching a little bit from
Penn
him.
Penn State edge rusher.
Yeah, see that's where I started and ended, which was kind of like, yeah.
I'm just trying to think. I don't remember Penn State having that good of a defense.
So he had 9.5 sacks.
Okay. Did any of them come against Ohio State?
See, that matters when he
Michigan?
Had him. That matters when he had it. 19 total tackles for a loss, 2 forced fumbles. Has long arms and is explosive at the snap. Strong enough to set the edge in the run game. I'm a big fan.
Well, that's like the guy they drafted, the Baltimore drafted, right? He was pretty good. Then Baltimore took Penn State DN last year.
Yeah, they did.
That was pretty good.
He also had two names.
Yes, yeah. I can't remember. Was Grassmonis? Well, not Grassmonis.
What's his name? I know who you're talking about. How did he do?
Nah, he played pretty good this year. The few times I saw Baltimore play, he played pretty good.
I'm gonna have to.
And then whatchamacallit is a monster off their defense. Michael Parsons.
Yes.
So all these guys would have come in together. They were all part of the same freshman recruiting class.
It's pretty.
Possible,
yeah, I mean that's good. Well, I mean, and that's really how they have to win. Too. But so, and then finally, Ike, with their last first round draft pick, Chris Olave,
yeah. Ohio State. Wide receiver.
Which I would be a fan of.
Yeah, like him.
I know I've seen a lot of people say, you can't take another wide receiver in the first round.
Yeah,
can.
We can.
Yes, you can.
That's the benefit of having three first round picks. You can't take another wide receiver in the first round if you only have one first round pick. But when you have three of them, yeah, you can take another wide receiver. You kidding me?
The Penn State kid had 2 sacks against Michigan.
Okay.
sack and a half against Illinois.
Okay.
And then Iowa, Indiana, and Villanova.
Oh, God. Why is Penn State playing Villanova? Come on, man.
You got to get wins somewhere. They said we're $100 million for James Franklin. Go beat Villanova.
Come on, man. I mean, not disrespecting Villanova, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, no good Eagles players ever come out of Villanova.
Don't disrespect my brother, man. Then you got the great Howie Long.
Yes. 50 years ago. Yes.
The great B West and the great Howie Long.
All right, we have Mel Kiper on Pickett. Where does he have Pickett going, Jack Fritz? Do you know? Well, anyway, here's Mel Kiper talking about Kenny Pickett.
He's Derek Carr, Andy Dalton. He's somewhere in that Andy Dalton, Derek Carr mode. That's what you're looking at with Kenny Pickett, okay? The guy that has the incredible upside, if you say Pickett doesn't, okay? And one thing about Pickett's going to be important. Hand size. I talked about length, field. For every position except quarterback and running back, arm length is vital, okay? You think about hand size for quarterbacks. It hasn't always mattered. Some of the guys with the biggest hands have busted out. Some of the guys that don't have the big hands have been great, okay? Nine's kind of
it
the
really
number.
It really pops out and it
is
grows.
Is it 8.5, 8.75, 9? We'll see. I'm not going to factor that in that heavily, but that will be where's the gloves on both hands, okay? All those things will be scrutinized and talked about. Just going to give you a heads up to that. You will be hearing a lot about hand size and the wearing of the gloves like we did with Teddy Bridgewater.
I need to see the package.
Yeah, right. So there's three quarterbacks you brought up. Derek Carr, Andy Dalton, and Bridgewater. Oh, yeah, let me draft him.
Yeah, no.
Oh, thank you. I mean, I'm sitting here saying.
And he's 2 years older than her.
Yeah, he's already 30. He's Chris Wanky.
Brandon Whedon.
Yeah, Wanky was 26. This cat's going to be 24 when he plays next year. Yeah, I watched Jalen Hurts play, and I like Jalen Hurts, and I'm just like, yeah, he's not the guy. And I think everybody knows he's not the guy, but we're being nice, and we're doing everything else. I don't want Kenny Pickett. Let the Browns draft him or
right,
something.
Right, yeah. Let Washington take him. Yeah, let Washington take two gloves picking. Yeah, I'm out. I know. Who the hell? I'm like, if Mel Kiper brings up one more mediocre quarterback.
But you get a fan base excited.
Yeah, my goodness.
I see Andy Dalton or Derek Carr.
Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater. Two gloves. I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah, all right. I know everything I need to know now. Yeah, he's probably gonna be the. I mean, who knows? Maybe he's the second.
Somebody's gonna be desperate enough to take him.
Of course,
somebody will.
They're gonna take him high. Too. Yes. You are correct. All right, let's get back to the phones. 215-592-9494. Just very, very simply said, I came in here today feeling like the Eagles are gonna make a mistake if they really are going to give Jalen Hurts another year to be the starting quarterback because they believe he can be the guy. Mm-hmm. And that right now what they've done is they've more or less just said, you know what, like, we're probably not going to get one of these veteran guys anyway, and we don't really like any of the guys in the draft. So, yeah, we like Jalen Hurts. We're going to give him another year. Really what they're doing is, and they're talking, and by the way, when they're saying that, they're also talking about not having any urgency to try to win this year.
Right.
So more or less, they're just playing possum, and they're going to put Hurts out there, and if he's what he did this year, they'll probably move on from him next year. And then they'll add draft picks to it. They're not trying to win games in 2022. That's what I'm worried about right there.
That is what I'm worried about right there is that, you know, they will sort of, I don't want to say take a year off, but they certainly would approach it the way they approached last season, which is we're just really adding draft picks. I mean, you think about and they didn't have a lot of salary cap space because of the Wentz situation or what have you. But who did we add? We added Ryan Kerrigan and Eric Wilson and
Anthony Harris.
Like, nothing.
Nothing good.
Nothing significant. And that's what I'm worried. That's what we would do this offseason. Because if they don't believe, which is what they thought about this year, and I was okay with it, they knew they weren't in a position to compete. So why go burn draft picks and salary cap space on a year that we know we're not ready to compete? If they feel like they got a chance to take the next step, then you add players.
Right.
What I don't want is doing nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. If you believe Jalen Hurts is ready to take that next step and you really liked what you saw from him this year and you were excited about it, now you're plotting how are we going to take that next step? Mm-hmm. How do we get to where now we can win the division? Right, because they talked about, are you a team that can get a bye or have a home playoff game? And they don't think that they're near that right now.
Nope.
And that has
to
be.
And they aren't, really.
And that has to be at least a major part's the quarterback.
Yes. I mean, if we're being fair, yes. Like, liking him and all that is different than saying if you look at why they aren't where they say they want to be, yeah, some of it is roster construction and other parts, but a lot of it has to do with the uncertainty at the quarterback position.
If Russell Wilson was their quarterback, they wouldn't be acting the same way.
No.
If any of the veteran guys that we want that we're talking about, they wouldn't be acting the same way. Let's go to Wade in Chester, OG Wade.
OG?
OG Wade, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
All right.
OG?
Let me start by saying this, and I don't want to take too much time with this punk, but Andy from Deptford, don't ever call up on this show telling me how much I can like Jalen and who I got to put in front. I'm a man, all right? I want to leave that alone. I don't want no back and forth because it goes somewhere else. Now, back to the sports. Listen, Johnny boy.
Hello?
Here's what's happening here. The Eagles, Howie and Jeff Lurie, has a plan. I told y'all this yesterday. You have to see that plan through. I don't care how much pressure you get from your listeners, from your fans. Jalen Hurts is their plan. In order for you to know what he is and what he's not, you have to surround him with the amount of weapons that's needed so you can make a real decision on if this is your guy. I'm a Jalen Hurts dude, but I'm here to tell you, Jalen, if Jalen don't go in this offseason and work, and then come back, and I'm talking about in the training camp, and you'll be able to see what he worked
right,
on.
Right, you see the improvement.
He's not. That's where he. It's up to Jalen. It's not up to nobody else. And Howie and them is putting that in his court. But what Howie and them is saying that we're going to make sure that we give you whatever all the things that you need. We don't have to force this dude to fail. I don't believe he will, but I'm going to tell you right now. Jalen is just as good as anybody out there that we can talk about in terms of potential. If you believe that he has the potential to be something, I believe he can be that. I don't think that other idiot that wherever he called from, that Jalen don't belong in the NFL. Well, he's in the NFL. He's a starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He took us to the playoffs. So let's get that. That's out of the damn question. The question that we need to be asking is what are we putting around him? Because name me all of these quarterbacks that we named. I like Russell Wilson. I really do. Mm-hmm. But name me Russell Wilson, all these other quarterbacks, name me one of them that only got one receiver to throw to. You can't. Because why? In order for them to become what they are, they had to put weapons around them.
Yeah.
So we keep acknowledging that we know this, but then we fall right back and say, but Jalen don't have the arm. Well, how do you know that? I see Jalen have deficiencies. Absolutely he do. But there are things that in time, in terms of another year, I believe he can get better at those things. Jalen's problem is setting his feet. He went through 3 years at Alabama with absolutely no quarterback coach. All he had was an offense. Well, who was teaching him how to throw from different platforms? No one. So Jalen had to come here at the highest level of football and learn that while you got defensive coordinators game planning for you. Ike, you said it yourself. When expectations change, right?
Yeah.
You know why they change? Because he passed the test that
right.
we put in front of him.
Yep.
That's why they change.
Yep.
So if he failed it, guess what our expectation would be? Get rid of him. We already know he can't. Mm-hmm. We can't win. No, they change because Jalen made them change. He changed, his game got better and better.
Okay,
and
wait,
better.
So let me ask you this. What's the expectation for the Eagles next season? Take that next step, win 11, 12 games?
Yes, to take that next step. But in order to take that next step, you have to get a veteran, not a rookie.
We agree with that. We agree with that. But the Eagles doesn't seem like they're doing that. And they could. They could end up doing it. It doesn't seem like after listening to them talk that they're ready to even try to take that next step.
Seemed like they were bracing for just to continue to build on what they have.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm hoping that's not the case. That's not what I would be hoping for from this team next year. I mean, you just made the playoffs. You're 9-8. I don't want to take a step backwards. I want to build on what you did this year, and you don't do that with just saying we're going to go through this draft and add players. And when you think about Howie Roseman and how he builds rosters, and this is why, even though what you're saying doesn't sound good to everybody. It makes everybody uncomfortable, right? Because they don't know, okay, well, what do you mean? How are we improving the team? And that's in part because there is questions about the quarterback. So they know that could be one of the ways to improve the team. And I think that's why people are turned off by the question or the thought of the discussion. You got to think about the history of the guy running the front office right now in Howie Roseman. While he certainly drafts every year, as most GMs, because every GM does, it doesn't mean that's where the strength of his front office comes from when it comes to putting a roster together. His most successful rosters have had, yes, sprinkles of draft picks that they've hit on, but it's when they've added free agent players that take them to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just talking about the Super Bowl year. I'm talking about Chip Kelly's years. They added guys like Malcolm Jenkins and Darren Sproles and Brandon Brooks. These guys, they added guys. It's not like they build the roster from the ground up from a bunch of draft picks and then they turn into a good team. That's what Andy did, and even that's a little misleading. Andy had the deck it stacked in his favor from Ray Rhodes' defense that he put together.
Man, did he ever.
So you could draft periodically, and then we didn't go to the next level until we added who? John Runyon, Hugh Douglas, Carlos Emmons, Brian Mitchell, Terrell Owens. Like, that's when we went to the next level. And the team certainly had draft picks there, but our best players sometimes have to come from outside the organization.
Yeah, it's gonna be a mix.
Yeah, all 22 players aren't going to be draft picks. That's just not how it's done, and that's not how they've done things. Like, Howie likes to make moves, will and deal, and when he sees there's a big catch out there to be had, he normally goes for it. That's what he does. Like, that's what he does. So I don't know if that involves a quarterback or him chasing a Devontae Adams or, you know, a Chris Godwin, something like that. I don't know what that entails. I just know this whole idea of sitting back and slowly building through the draft.
He's a wheel in it.
Yeah, I'm just not buying that.
I agree with him.
It's just not his history.
It's not. And if he sits there and just uses draft picks or something, they're more or less telling. If your expectations are winning 11 or 12 games, then they better make some moves, because otherwise they could win 7 games next year. If they're just drafting players and coming back more or less with the same roster, good luck.
Because you don't know if every player they draft can play. I mean, just because you draft guys don't mean they can play. And everybody misses draft. And this is not just for the Eagles. Everybody misses draft picks.
215-592-9494. Well, speaking of Russell Wilson and how far away this team is from competing if they traded for him, Daniel Jeremiah weighed in on that subject. Does he think they're that far away from competing if they were to trade for Russell Wilson? You'll hear that from Jeremiah coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, this is one of the good ones that battle, or somebody put it in the rotation.
I'm lost.
Gangstar.
Oh, no wonder I'm lost. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That local?
No. Okay. not a lot of East Coast. Not a lot of.
Well, I remember Gang
Guru.
Yeah, I remember Gangstar, and that's back during those days, and Onyx and all of that. And remember Onyx the group?
Yeah. I have Onyx on my phone. Yes, Onyx on my Amazon Prime.
That was that mid to late 90s.
That was, I think that it was mid at the late.
Was it early 90s? Onyx
feels like 94.
Okay, yeah, mid 90s, early mid 90s. Okay,
Slam.
Yeah,
and that might have been
Phaedro Star.
Yeah. They had a couple of good ones.
Gangstar, those guys. Yeah,
Onyx hit you in the face, Slam. I can't find any answers here. Anyway. Oh, no,
that was different music in the club back then, Jack. Yeah. We wanted to roughhouse each other in the clubs back then.
Yeah, not like it is today. No, not like it is today.
A lot of jeans and Tims and hoodies. Yeah, a lot of that was going
on.
Ooh,
boy.
Then.
93 was
early. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was still in high school, I remember.
Yeah.
So, oh, there you go. Good job. Was that battle, or Jack, are you doing some good work behind the scenes?
No, that was all battle.
Oh, all right.
Good job, Battle.
I don't know where he would get that from. But anyway, so what was it, Jack? Was it Tuesday that Daniel Jeremiah, he didn't even know what he was doing, right?
Oh.
He put out this, it was a harmless, Russell Wilson to the Eagles for 3 firsts and 2.
I think that's what it was.
That's what it was, right? And he says, who says no, the Eagles, the Seahawks, or it's a fair deal? And, man, Eagles fans were coming off the top rope saying, this is ridiculous. Be better.
Be better.
Right, Jack?
There it is.
Clown emoji. They're so mad at him. And DJ, like, he's following up being like, yeah, like, this seems pretty fair to me. Like, this isn't outrageous.
Well, it kind of was outrageous, DJ.
No.
I wasn't going. It was probably one too many first-round picks, and the second-round pick was definitely. I think he even threw in a 2023 pick.
So he that was the second round pick. Okay. So he could have went 2 1s, Jalen Hurts, and a 2. Maybe it would have felt differently.
Right. Okay. Maybe I'm thinking a little differently.
It wasn't that far off. It might have been excessive, but it wasn't that far off. Right. It wasn't outrageously like, you idiot. It wasn't Russell Wilson for a second round pick, and people are like, you're nuts. So he was talking about, what podcast is it, Jack? He was on the
Move the Sticks. Yes.
He's on Move the Sticks podcast, and he talked about it. Here it is.
Here's the other thing. They say, well, Eagles, we're not close. We're not a quarterback away. I'm like, you've got one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. You've got a premier tight end. You've got a more than functional running back. You've got a receiver who should be a high-volume 100-catch guy with good quarterback playing Devontae Smith. So, okay, you need to go get another receiver. The dime a dozen. I can find one in the second round in free agency. No big deal. The Cincinnati Bengals fixed their defense in one offseason in free agency. They had the first pick in the draft, which last I heard means you're the worst team in the league. And with an elite quarterback, within 2 years, they're in the second round of the playoffs because they got a quarterback. I'm like, that's not that far away as you think it is. And I mean, I don't know. You can say it's a rich price. You can say it's an overpay. But if there's one thing that you want to overpay for, it's a franchise quarterback because there are not that many of them.
Tell him, DJ.
He's absolutely right. That, and I agree with him on that. I agree. I may do the whole fantasy football stuff and, you know, scoff at certain draft picks being offered up or what have you. But if you think about it and just not in this wish me sort of state of, you know, we'll get this player, we'll get that player, we'll get that player. Because you got to remember, the Eagles have to draft the players that you want. So just think about the last 3 first-round picks. You mean you wouldn't give those 3 guys up for a franchise quarterback?
I mean, odds are, at best, if they drafted 3, 2 can play?
Yeah.
At best?
At best.
At best?
Yes. Yes. And he's right when you think about what Russell Wilson adds to the offense. That's what I was saying. What do you think this offense would look like if Russell Wilson was in it? How many catchable balls do you think would be out there? What do you think Nick Sirianni would be able to do with a quarterback that understands defenses in its entirety? Nick Sirianni can open up his entire playbook, and it becomes a more dynamic offense. What does Miles Sanders look like with Russell Wilson as the quarterback? What does the offense look like with Russell Wilson out there in charge, calling everything? Hurry up offense, run plays, pass plays. all that type of stuff. Because that's what veteran elite quarterbacks have the ability to do. When you're young, as everybody likes to brag about with Jalen, this is not me ragging on Jalen. This is really me challenging everyone's idea that having Russell Wilson is foolish or going after Russell Wilson is foolish. You can talk about the asking price. That's one thing. But the player, and you're telling me he can't make a difference, you're crazy. When you got a 23-year-old inexperienced quarterback, you turn your offense to a 3 yards in a cloud of dust offense. You can only read one half of the field. Your number one receiver doesn't get targeted an entire half. When you have Russell Wilson, he's scanning and reading the entire field. It's open to him. The entire offense is open to a guy like Russell Wilson. That's the difference when having that guy on your team. It just is. That's the difference. And the Eagles have – we all know they got arguably the best offensive line in football. You mean Russell's not going to benefit from that?
Of course.
You mean to tell me Devontae Adams getting catchable balls thrown to him on time, in stride, all those things? That wouldn't help Devontae Smith reach his potential? When I've watched what Russell Wilson do, he's done with a guy like Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, oh, who was it, Doug Baldwin, some of the guys that he's had.
Yeah, who's that other cat that they had that was anyway.
But I'm just saying, he makes guys better.
Yeah.
He makes guys better. So if you don't like the asking price, that's one thing. But this idea that bringing Russell Wilson in.
He's over the hill.
Yeah, he's over the hill. It's a waste of time. He wouldn't make a difference. Nah, I disagree with that.
Also keep this in mind that the Seahawks traded two firsts and a third for a safety and had to resign him to a historic safety contract. And the guy's not even really a safety.
Right, he's a linebacker, really.
So they traded two first-round draft picks for a linebacker slash safety.
Yeah.
You add another and a second-round pick. They traded two firsts and a third. Man, so, I mean, from that perspective, you're giving up one more one and then a better pick.
And again, you don't have to say to yourself, we have to win in the first year of Russell Wilson. You just got to get Russell Wilson here. Then you add the pieces.
Then you figure it out.
You keep adding pieces around what you've got. The team becomes even more attractive when he's the quarterback.
Jack, what do you think now? Are you convinced?
No, because I think Russell Wilson's awesome. Like, I love Russell Wilson. I just care more about building it. Like, Tampa was ready to bring in Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Like, they were ready-made. And Russell Wilson might be good for the next 5 years. I think he's going to be good for the next 5 years, but he's more mobile than those guys, than Aaron Rodgers. Like, I would feel more comfortable bringing in a more pocket guy. Tom Brady, same kind of thing. Those guys don't get hurt. Russ does get banged up.
The guy's been in the league almost 10 years, and he just missed his first games.
Yep. Yeah.
This year.
He's 33, though. And it's not even – I'm not worried about the injury. I just care more about building the team. I do. I care more about the 53 than the quarterback, and I think you'd be bringing him into the same situation he's in right now. Okay. In Seattle, like, this defense isn't ready to compete. The offensive line is special, but he also has DK Metcalf and Lockett out there. He has Devontae Smith here. That's it.
All right. There you have it. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? Visit the experts at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of wedding rings. Online, marks-jewelers.com. We asked you, how do you want the Eagles to handle the quarterback position this offseason? 66% says stick with Hurts. Of the people that said stick with Hurts, why are you saying stick with Hurts? Because you believe in him long term, or he's the best option right now? Where do you think the voting lies, Ike?
He's the best option right now.
81%.
Yes, because that's where I'm at.
That's what it is.
Good conviction. Yes.
People that hate Howie Roseman and don't think he can draft want to build the team through the draft. Awesome. Makes a lot of sense. You people make no sense. You have a future Hall of Fame quarterback that could be available, and nobody wants him. Nobody wants him. I'll just say this, and we'll go back to the phones because this is the more or less the talking point of today. I think the Eagles are making a huge mistake if they're not aggressively going after Russell Wilson or another option. It could be a draft pick. But this idea of we're fine at quarterback and let's build the team and let's give Jalen another year, no freaking way. That is ridiculous.
How about I've seen two different mocks, two different sites, I mean, but five different mocks.
CBS Sports or?
Four of them.
From CBS Sports?
Have Malik Willis in the top 10.
Really? Well,
it's all about the measurables, yeah. The arm strength, and everything else.
Yep. All right, let's go to a guy that knows.
I did see one that said Kenny Pickett would be the number two overall pick.
Overall?
Yeah.
Detroit,
yeah.
That sounds about right. Anytime you can get Joey Harrington again, you got to take him.
Yeah, I actually don't think.
That's a good comparison right there.
I don't think that their current front office could be that dumb.
Right? You stick with Jared Goff. You got him under contract.
You're bad for another year. Who cares? Dan Campbell's great at being bad. He cries. Exactly, the guys love him. It's Detroit. They know that they're not good. Arthur in Scottsdale, Arizona joins us. Arthur, how are you, buddy?
Yo, guys. How you doing today?
Arthur, I found a picture that I took with you many years ago. I was showing everybody in the office what you look like. People, they want to know if you're real, and I'm like, oh, he's real. Here's what he looks like.
Correct. Yo, listen, Brother Spike, what happened? You wanted a wedding last week?
No, my mom passed away last weekend.
Oh, yo, brother, I'm so sorry.
I appreciate it, brother.
Mm-hmm. I apologize. But I know she's in heaven with God, so it's a blessing, brother.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, brother, and I wish you the best for you and your family
at
this time.
Yep,
I'll keep you in my prayers, brother. I don't care about sports. You know what I mean?
It's okay, but yeah, I need you to care about sports right now, though.
Okay. All right, listen, I'll keep it real for you today.
Okay.
You
want
to win? Get rid of Jeffrey Lurie, because he's the worst. He just wants – I'm going to give it to the Eagle fan. He wants you in the seats, buying jerseys.
Here we go.
And he wants a 500 team. That's all he wants.
Did we go into time machine to 2007 here? Because this feels like what people said.
Jeffrey Lurie doesn't want to win.
He wants just to be 500 and relevant so people care. But
no.
Why would Arthur, but why would he want to do that? Because when you win, you make more money.
I'm going to give you the hot tip. Your brother's making a ton of money. Let me tell you, you're not a baseball town. You're a football town,
right?
And them seats, I don't care if a million people leave, there'd be 5 million trying to buy them seats.
Right.
Do you want to, because that's what they want. Listen to me. You get a Super Bowl team, you got to pay. And Jeffrey Lurie don't
want
to pay. We just won the Super Bowl five years ago.
Okay, let me keep it real for you. You know I love you, brother. But listen, yo, brother, you didn't win with Carson Wentz. Nick Foles did it.
It doesn't matter. The team won.
No, Nick Foles. I think he was an angel that fell from heaven. Listen to me. I can still remember that game. Nick Foles goes out for the pass and gets the touchdown. Tom Terrific goes out for the pass. What does he do, brother?
How much money you make on that game, Arthur? Who'd you bet on in that game?
I didn't bet. You know me. I'm a booker. You know what I mean?
How much money did you lose on that game?
Correct. I took a beat there. Oh, my God. But listen to me. The Giants vindicated me when they were 9-7. So I kept all the money. You know what I'm saying? When everybody's betting against the Giants, and then they get the ring. Mm-hmm. So I made it chilling. Look, it's life. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you got to keep it real. That's what Jeffrey Lurie wants. And you don't agree with that?
No, well, here's the thing. How do you complain about the owner? He owns the team. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, but if he doesn't want to proceed, then get out of the way.
Yeah, but see, Arthur, listen,
man.
Yeah,
would you rather have John Mara as the owner?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I don't care who you got. How about the Jay-Z? They can be the owner.
All right, Arthur.
How about that? I like Jay-Z. I think
Jay-Z?
He's got old.
All right, Arthur. Yeah. Goodbye, Arthur.
Yeah, Jay-Z's a New York guy. We don't want a New York guy. We already got one New York guy owning a Philadelphia team.
It's enough for us.
Well, KD owns the part of the union.
Yeah, that's fine.
He's a D.C. guy, really.
They can own
He's actually a Washington football team fan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
just like Bryce was when he was there.
Bon Jovi owned the Soul for a while.
Why are you always going after Bryce, man?
Because I just wanted him to say one time he's a Cowboys fan. Like, I just...
Why would you want him to say
that? Because I want you to be real.
Because we know it's fraudulent that he doesn't ever post about it anymore.
Yeah.
Before it meant so much to him, yeah.
I was talking about the star. I just want to see what it would be.
Well, at least he doesn't post Instagram posts in his man cave with a bunch of Cowboys gear and
actually,
stuff
Jack,
there.
He's doing what we ask.
Exactly.
Rub it in our face.
Yes.
Anyone MVP.
Thank you.
People forget that.
Yeah, we do forget that the Phillies... Forget about the Phillies. I had already thought we buried that whole notion that Jeffrey Lurie is cheap and doesn't want free agents or whatever. They spend just as much money as any of these other franchises do.
You can say they may spend it wisely, but yeah.
But they spend
yes,
money.
Yes.
Carson Wentz, they weren't being El Cheapo with Carson Wentz.
No.
Unfortunately.
Alshon.
Well, I mean, like they're not a team that goes out.
I heard, not to cut you off.
No, you're right.
Howard was on with the Midday Show earlier today, and John was going through a list of names of who he asking Howard who he thought would be back and whether or not they'd be gone.
Sure.
They got to Fletcher, and Howard was like, 50-50, but I'm leaning towards Fletcher being gone. That took me aback a little bit there.
Well, I would have to look and see with
Fletcher.
I mean, all else being equal,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if that's the case, right? Like, sometimes is it worth getting rid of a guy if you're not saving that much money, right? Like,
right. Well, unless you thought he was and I'm not saying this is Fletcher, unless you thought he wasn't good for your locker room.
Right.
Because they've done that with a couple of guys where they were like, you know what, it's just time to move on.
Sure.
But Fletcher, the one thing I've always felt with Fletcher, that's one of Howie Roseman's prized possessions as a draft pick. And rightfully so, you know. And they gave him that money with the intention of him being here next year, I would think. Did they guarantee all his salary?
Didn't they just redo the –
They did something with his contract.
Yeah, they give him the roster bonus, and then it saves on the cap, and then it goes in the future years, but the years don't end up counting. They know what they're doing with this cap.
Yeah, but if you come back next year with Brandon coming off a torn Achilles and Fletcher another year after what you just saw from him this year – and no Derek Barnett, and Josh Sweat is.
Looks like the dead cap would be $41 million.
Goodness gracious!
But they could have traded him at the deadline. I mean, they were exploring it at least.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So they would take the dead money, I would think.
$41 million.
Well, I mean, if they're thinking about doing it at the deadline, I don't know why they wouldn't do it in the offseason.
I'm trying to read from this year where it says cap savings would be almost $26 million, but that feels like you're not saving that. The cap number next year is almost $15 million.
Right.
But then because of – normally when you redo a contract last year, you can't just move on from him and not have a significant cap hit.
Right. Well, you know, Howie knows how
– He knows what he's doing with this, whatever. See what he has is he has a bonus where, like, it gets prorated, but, like, it's
– Is it due in March?
I don't – We have to
– They could cut him before that.
You text Elliot. Yeah.
So I don't know. I was surprised when I heard Howard say he thought that it could be more likely than not that Fletcher could be gone. I think that's what he was saying. He was leaning more towards Fletcher may not be here versus him being back.
Under Cox's new deal, the Eagles would create blah blah blah. The new contract delays up to $15 million in cap charges into 2023.
So I mean, man, if you're going youth movement, I mean. Rodney McLeod, the safeties, Anthony Harris, Steve Nelson, those guys would be gone, right? Derek Barnett would be gone.
Yeah, I would.
Brandon Brooks, he thought Brandon Brooks would be gone. That's a lot of money being cleared, right?
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to figure out exactly what you would save if you get rid of Fletcher. I mean, if one of these things where you only save a couple $1 million and you're having this big dead cap hit – I know that the young guys on that defensive line still look at him as the guy, right?
Fletcher,
so,
yeah.
So he's important to that group.
Yeah,
as well.
No doubt. Yeah, and he thought Jason could come back, Kelsey.
Right. Peters?
No, man.
is he back Kelsey, with the Bears?
Yeah.
I think Kelsey's back.
Could be back. Yeah.
Like you had said. I think Brandon Brooks is going to be released, just because no one's going to trade for that contract.
Right.
So he's probably released and he's elsewhere next year, and then you have the rest of the guys. So you're going to maybe Herbig's your right guard.
Right, yeah. You got the Driscoll and all those guys.
Yeah.
Or you could take one in the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. You could. Andy from Deptford. Andy, what's up, buddy?
John Marks.
Andy.
Yo, what's up, Mr. Ike Reese?
What's up, Andy?
Hey, Ike, man, I can tell you're a big time West Coast rap fan because anytime any East Coast rap comes on, whether it's Wu-Tang, Boot Camp Click, Biggie, Redman, Mobb Deep, you always kind of throw a little bit of shade
A little
that
bit,
way.
Little bit.
Am I accurate with that, that observation?
No, you're right. I kind of grew up on more West Coast, Midwest, South, Southern rap, you know. Yeah, I wasn't a huge East Coast guy. Don't get me in the East Coast, West Coast war right now, Andy. Come on,
you
man.
You was bumping that Master P, Bowdy
Bowdy,
huh?
Deny.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cash. Go shake it fast.
Yeah. What was that, the Cash Money crew?
Oh, yeah.
Cash Money Murder. That was more or less me.
But, you know, you got to give props to the East Coast, man.
I did.
Siegel, Jay-Z.
Yes.
Young Gun in Philly was repping around that
I'm thinking more of the 90s in the East Coast. Yeah, I was here in the 2000s with all those guys. Yes, State 90s, Property, all those guys, yeah.
90s, you got to go heavy. KRS-One, DOS Effects.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang.
Well, yeah, hold on. Yeah. You've been mentioned Public Enemy, and you mentioned DOS Effects.
Ooh, that's early 90s.
Come on,
yeah, man. Yeah,
well, late
yeah,
80s,
yeah.
early
okay,
90s.
Mark, 80s,
my
yeah.
My bad.
I'm just saying, I'm more or less wherever Tupac went, that's where I was at.
So you was bumping that Scarface,
yeah,
Tupac, Outlaw.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Warren G, bumping some Regulator. That's what's up, though. I love it. Yo, OG Wade taking shots at me. What's up, OG Wade? Like, come on, man. How many times have you had OG Wade? I'm going to call you out, OG Wade, for being a fraud in a certain instance, right?
Uh-oh.
How many times did you guys hear OG Wade make this statement on your show or any other show on the airwaves, right? Jalen Hurts, the situation is never going to be too big for Jalen Hurts. At 17, he played in front of 100,000 fans in a national championship game.
Yeah, he liked
Jalen
to use
OG
that
Wade
one.
Screamed that, right? Well, yeah, apparently the situation was too big for him in the playoffs because he did a number one and a number two in his pants.
Yeah.
Come on, OG Wade, taking shots at me, cuz.
Dang. I don't remember what you said.
Put me with him with Angry Al, and then we'll really get some banging going on.
Oh,
man.
Cage match.
Yeah, right. Let's get a cage match with Jalen Hurts, number one fan. What's he got? He probably got a Jalen Hurts mural in his house. Like, here's the thing, OG Wade, if he's not a future quarterback, he's not a franchise future quarterback. It's okay to say that if he's not. I don't know if he's not. I think that's still unproven. Mm-hmm. But come
but,
on,
but I mean,
man.
What does your gut tell you right now?
What does my gut tell me right now?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he is one of the 8 to 10 best quarterbacks in the world, and that's what we're striving for, right?
Right.
That's what we want. I mean, we thought we.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
We lost him. OG Wade got a hold of the cell tower. 215-592-9494. Why is everybody fighting with Wade? Why does Wade have it out?
Well, because they've been waiting on. They're hearing him all year, every day, every walking every game, say how great Jalen Hurts is.
No, I know, but why is Wade like? Wade could just not respond when people right. take
but he
shots.
No, he can't.
And he also threatens them too. On
yeah,
the
listen,
air, which
it's
we, which
a,
we
it's
don't
a
want.
Never-ending cycle on this show.
We don't.
Everyone's going after everyone.
The threats. I got to DM Mad Mike and be like, listen, let's just calm down. All right, calm down with Wade. All right, we don't need threats on the air. I don't need to be testifying.
Blame you too, man. I'm telling you.
I agree.
You're welcome.
I agree, and that's why I'm saying, like, everybody just relax. This is sport.
Well, Mad
this
Mike's
is sports.
The one that starts everything.
Mad yeah. Mike is volatile.
He yeah. takes everything over the top.
No, Mad Mike's out of line.
Yeah, everyone's an idiot.
He doesn't need to be as aggressive as he is.
Yeah, right.
So I do blame Mad Mike.
Yeah, Mad Mike out here challenging people's manhood, so you know they're gonna respond
yeah,
to
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Nah, Mad Mike's out of line.
And now I got Wade and Chester. Now he's texting me saying, set it up. I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
All right, coming up.
Oh, wow.
Daryl Morey rejected. What? An offer for Ben Simmons, was it a mistake? Also,
I'm tired of hearing Daryl Morey rejected another offer.
Another one.
I'm just riffing, baby.
Also, I am ready to admit something about Joel Embiid that I never thought that I'd admit to. Jack Fritz was right.
Oh, wow, what?
We'll get into all that.
Jack!
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, each win means that much. It means that much more in the NFL. Why can I never get that line right in the NFL playoffs? That's why FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is hooking new customers up with 30-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet 5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. Now, I told you, I felt pretty good about Cincinnati upsetting Tennessee in Nashville this weekend. Just take the points plus. Yeah, take Cincinnati plus the points. Y'all know as I get closer to these games, my mind changes a little bit. Take Cincinnati plus the points, though. Take that and take Green Bay outright. There's no way San Francisco's beating Green Bay and Green Bay. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-1 enhanced odds. And there's no better place to bet the NFL playoffs than on America's number one sportsbook. It's a simple and easy-to-use app with generous promotions offered to you every day. It's safe and secure with the best in-class customer service. A FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP. Already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account? Guess what? FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend will get $50 too. Don't miss your chance to win $150 off a $5 bet when you use promo code Ike when signing up. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Make sure you use promo code Ike and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.